I'm Will Griffin, and this is Live in Studio C at Classical 91.1 in Nashville Public Radio. Richard Todd is back after many years. Rich is a very fine classical guitar player. He's also associate professor of guitar at Tennessee State University, and this fall will be adjunct faculty at the Blair School of Music at Vanderbilt University. Richard, good to see you again.
Good to see you, Will.
I don't know how many years it's been since you played for us, but we're very happy to have you back in Studio C.
My pleasure to be back.
You have music by Asensio, Giuliani, Bach, and Monpou for us today, so what's first?
I'll begin with La Sera Nor by Vicente Asensio. Thank you.
lovely quiet work by the Spanish composer Vicente Asensio. That was La Serenor from his Collectisi Intime, a fine collection of pieces. Richard Todd played it for us live in Studio C on a beautiful Spanish guitar as well. Amazing combination of sort of Spanishy and French impressionistic-y elements in that piece, Richard.
Yeah, it makes for a good combination, and we'll hear the same in the Mompou at the end of the program, a similar kind of approach.
Going back to the more toward the classical era, or early 19th century anyway, when there was a huge explosion of guitar writing and technique development at a time by Mauro Giuliani and others. What's this piece by Giuliani going to be?
I'm going to play two movements from the Sonate Opus 71, number 3. A brief first movement, Andante Sostenuto, followed by the third movement, Scherzo and Trio.
Thank you.
That's music of Mauro Giuliani, played by Richard Todd, live in Studio C. Music from the Sonata Opus 71, number 3. We started with the Andante Sostenuto and went to the Scherzo and Trio. Music of Mauro Giuliani from early in the 19th century, I'm guessing. I'm pretty sure that's true from Giuliani, right?
In the 1800s, I mean, we tend to think of Spain when we think of guitar, but Italy has a really great tradition, just like the virtuoso violinist. They had a real flourishing of virtuoso guitarists in the late 17, early 1800s, Giuliani being the most important of that group, certainly.
Really developed a lot of the technique and structure of the putting the notes on the page for the guitar.
Yeah, a lot of Italian opera influence in the music as well. Yeah.
Richard Todd is with us. Richard, in addition to his teaching duties and performing duties, he's also the president of the Middle Tennessee Guitar Alliance and thus involved with promotion and presentation of guitar, classical guitar in the area. What do you have to say about this alliance, Richard?
Yeah, well, we're excited about a lot of the projects we have up and running. We're in the process of taking over the reins from the Nashville Public Library for the Virtuoso Showcase Classical Guitar Series that has been at the library since 2002. We've presented an array of really great guitarists over the years, and we have another great season coming up this year. If you're interested in looking at those artists and their concert dates, you can visit our website, MiddleTennesseeGuitarAlliance.org. All of those artists will also present master classes, which is a great educational opportunity for area guitarists. Those are free and open to the public for attendance. We have initiated outreach activities. We're going into schools, into senior living centers to present guitar for people who might not otherwise have a chance to hear it. And we're planning, right now we're in the planning stages of a festival in April of 2017 that'll bring all of these elements together. They'll have outreach. It'll be centered around the last concert of the Virtuoso series. We'll have a great headline artist, Liz Freres Meduses, pardon my pronunciation, great European duo. And we'll have all of that, master classes, guitar orchestra for locals. So if you're interested in any of these events, again, our website is MiddleTennesseeGuitarAlliance.org. If you're interested in becoming a member, or if you're interested in sponsoring one of our events, you can contact us through the website and we'll be happy to talk to you about that.
That's a great activity. You've been really spearheading this for a long time, so thank you for doing that.
It's my pleasure.
On to music of J.S. Bach.
I'll play the fugue in G minor from the first violin sonata. Thank you.
It's amazing how well the music of Bach works on the classical guitar. That was the fugue from the Violin Sonata No. 1 in G minor at BWV 1001 by Johann Sebastian Bach. Richard Todd played it live in Studio C on a beautiful Spanish guitar by Montero. Am I correct? Is that right?
Antonio Marin Montero, yes.
Very nice guitar. Very nicely played, too.
Oh, thanks.
Well, it's back to Spain again, I guess, for the last piece.
Yeah.
Or pieces, rather.
Yeah, two movements from the Suite Compostillana by Federico Mompou. The first one, Cuna, is, I think, translates to cradle. It's like a lullaby. And the second one, Muñera, is a like a folk dance or a festival dance.
That was Muniera, preceded by Cuna from the Suite Compostelana of Federico Monpu, played live in Studio C by Richard Todd.
Well, just to say once again that the composers, this was a very nice mix, you know, of Spanish melodies, rhythms, with harmonic ideas that developed with Debussy and Ravel, and they came up with a winning combination. There are a number of composers who wrote in this style in the first half of the 20th century.
I'm Will Griffin. We should say that the Muniera had a kind of a rustic swing to it, because the implication is that there's a girl associated with a gristmill, I believe. That's where the root of that word comes from.
Yeah.
A nice little bit of a rustic swing there in the music of Monpu. Thank you, Richard Todd. Again, touch on the Guitar Alliance for us.
Yes, just if you're interested in keeping up with area guitar events, again, we have a great series, the Virtuoso Classical Guitar Showcase. This fall, for instance, the lineup, we have the great Cuban guitarist who now resides in the United States, Rene Izquierdo, will be here in late September. And then one of the very best guitar duos in the world, solo duo, the two Italian guitarists, Matteo Mela and Lorenzo Micheli, will be back in early November. We also have a great lineup for the fall as well. And if you want to make a donation to help us in our cause, or even consider sponsoring an event, you can contact us through the website.
Richard Todd, thanks so much for playing for us today. Beautiful playing.
Thanks so much for having me back, Will. It's good to be back here after.
I'm Will Griffin. Up next week, we have two very highly accomplished young harpists in with their teacher. Harpists Clara Warford and Samantha Schrecker will be here with Carol McClure live in Studio C. Our thanks to the Tennessee Arts Commission and the Community Foundation of Middle Tennessee for their support of Classical 91.1 and Live in Studio C.